Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. I'm excited about today because today's date is 4/14, and one of my favorite verses is Esther 4:14.
Aw,
so
cute.
Anyways, so we're here for such a time as this.
Yes, we are.
You want to jump into today's devotional?
Yes, let's do it. All right, you guys, today we are reading a devotional titled Undefiled, and we're reading out of Daniel 1:8. It says, "But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I bless my obedient children. The instructions I give you are for your benefit. You must be disciplined enough to say no to the temptations that you face so you can receive my blessings. I don't want you to be so full of the things of this world that you can't dine with me. My table is prepared for you and will feed your body and soul. Don't settle for second best in order to satisfy a craving or give in to a moment of pleasure. You have a promise of a lifetime. I will search your heart and show you the beautiful blessings that come when you refuse to defile the beautiful mind, body, and spirit I have given you. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "Daniel gave up the delicacies of his day and gained favor, strength, and superior health and wisdom. The pleasure of the king's food would have weakened his health and inhibited his life of faith. The hard choice to deny ourselves gives us an opportunity to show others what we're really made of. If you live to do what others want you to do, you will forfeit the favor of God." The Treasure of Truth says, "Sometimes our greatest witness is shown by what we won't do."
Dang.
Woo, that's a good one.
This was powerful.
Right?
I'm just going to repeat one line. It was, okay. This really stuck out to me where it said, "You will defile your body to satisfy a craving."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
I know.
And I love that.
I know.
It makes me think of all the things that we desire in life. They all point back to something,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, for example, if you're acting a little irritable, mm-hmm. that could be because you're hungry.
Right.
You know,
that's real,
that's
y'all.
That's super
called
real.
Hangry.
Yeah. It's called being hangry. And so most of the things that we experience in life can point to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is happening whenever we feel this craving for something. We want to fill it with something because it's pointing to an emptiness we're feeling,
mm-hmm.
or it's pointing to something that we desire that we feel that we're without.
Right.
You know, it's like chocolate cake. I would be a lot better right now if I had that chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a craving.
Yeah.
But whenever we have something like chocolate cake to cure a craving that either stems from feeling sad or just being hungry, we're taking in something that's unhealthy for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowing something that's not good for us to be the fix to our issue. It's like, you know, having a heartbreak and putting a Band-Aid on your heart.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't fix it.
Yeah.
And then what happens is that your heart is still broken and you think that you're fixing it. So we think we're filling the issue. We think we're filling the problem. And it turns out that problem is just only going to get bigger because we're not giving it the attention or the actual thing that it needs.
Yeah.
And that really blows my mind is because it's just what the devotional said about how, actually, can you read it? The part mm-hmm. about how Daniel would have become weaker.
Yep. It says the pleasure of the king's food would have weakened his health and inhibited his life of faith.
Mm. Yeah. And so for me, I just think that we have to be really careful that we think these little cravings they're not a big issue. But not only do they weaken us, but they cause our issues to become unresolved over time and time and time.
Yeah.
And then we start to fill that craving with more and more and more.
And the thing you're filling the craving with becomes a whole nother issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thinking about different types of craving and how it was just talking about sometimes our greatest weakness is shown by what we won't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking back in high school when I feel like in high school you crave acceptance. And I feel like the craving for acceptance will make you do a lot of things that you really should not do to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And I just really want all of us to really like take an inventory of what type of thing we're craving, because whatever we feed, we're going to fuel, you know? And so if we're feeding our craving for the Lord, we're going to start craving the Lord more. But if we start feeding this desire for acceptance, we're going to start doing things that feed that. And so we just want to make sure the things that we're craving are actually healthy and edifying to God, because we would rather be known for what we aren't going to do than things that we're just willing to do to fix something that we're craving.
Yeah. And are we saying don't have chocolate cake? No, we're not saying that. Yeah. What we're saying is chocolate cake isn't the solution to your healthy body needs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It should not be your sustenance.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Whew. Anyways, do you want to pray us on out, baby?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our sustainer. Lord, we want everything that we do to be edifying to you, Lord. So keep us in check. God, we pray your Holy Spirit convicts us of the things that we need to be convicted of. Lord, conviction is not a bad thing. It's not something to push away. It is something to embrace and accept, because it is part of the purifying process. It's part of sanctification. It's part of getting closer to you, Lord. And that is our greatest desire, is to be closer to you. So Lord, I pray that you remove the scales from our eyes, that you just allow us to really see the things in our lives that maybe we were using as that band-aid, or we were using to fill something, God, that only you should be filling. We only want to be accepted by you, Lord, not by the world. We want to be in it, but not of it. And so we just thank you for your daily reminders of just how good you are, that your mercies are new every morning, that we're not defined by our past mistakes, Lord, but we can take this day and we can redirect and we can look to you. We can fix our focus and we can pursue you with all of our heart. And so, Lord, I just want to open up the floor for our listeners to pray, to call out to you. And Chad and I will be praying in agreement with them.
Your promise stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me, yeah.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. I just want to give you a little piece of encouragement that it's good for us to say no to ourselves.
Mm-hmm,
it's good for us to not give our body everything that it's desiring.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Love it.
We love y'all, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Au revoir.